Agenda setting conversations of the day.
The bus company Putco confirming 22 people were hurt when a bus in Centurion suddenly caught alight. People had to jump out of the windows. The vehicle was covered in flames and smoke. Linda Kochler Kolo is the spokesperson for Putco. Linda Kochler, good morning.
Thank you so much for having us.
What happened? This sounds very dramatic.
Yeah, from the report we got, the driver said that he heard a noise underneath the bus while he was traveling from Big Tree to Irene in Centurion. When he brought the bus to a halt, he said that there was smoke coming out of underneath the bus, and this was visible to both himself and the passengers that were on board. There was then panic, and while some passengers were trying to make their way out of the bus, others had opted not to actually form a queue because you could understand the urgency of the matter. So they used our emergency exits, which are our windows, and that's literally what happened and what is depicted in that particular video. But according to our interim report, we understand that what had snapped, which is the sound that the driver heard, was a prop shaft underneath the bus, which hit the tar and then damaged some of the wiring underneath the bus, which sparked the fire. So that is the understanding from the initial or interim report. But investigations are still ongoing in terms of understanding exactly what had happened. But it's apparent from the evidence that we found on the bus that it was, in fact, an snapping of a prop shaft that damaged the wiring underneath the bus and caused the fire.
So were the flames coming maybe from oil or something like that? Because normally diesel doesn't sort of burn that easily.
It's not necessarily oil. I think it's the wiring underneath the bus, the electrical wiring that caused the spark, which then ignited the flames there. But it's not necessarily the diesel tank itself, because it would have been much more damaged than what we saw. And the driver haven't been able to extinguish the fire. We saw that there was nothing flammable as such that you know, could have perpetuated the fire to be worse than it was. So it was just that wiring underneath the bus.
Very scary in a way. Were people seriously hurt? I mean, sometimes jumping out of a window of a bus can be quite high for some people.
That's correct. In fact, you said that in your intro, there were 22 people that were injured. That was an interim report that we issued early in the morning yesterday. But the update now is that 32 people were transported to various hospitals and various medical facilities for medical attention. And I can tell you that from that 32, at least four of them were categorized as critical for monitoring, because they had reported that from the window, they would have landed on their heads. Some of them said they would have landed on their backs. So those are the ones we've categorized critical to say, let's monitor them and make sure that they are fine. But out of the 32, it's those ones. Only other ones, they said that it was just minor injuries, and most of them have been discharged. But we must say that the injuries in this case are from actually the people exiting in the manner in which they exited, not necessarily that they were burnt by the fire that we saw in the videos.
Yeah, I can't blame them. Linda Kochler-Kolo, thank you, spokesperson for Pat.